that they're saying that we're big and strong. They're so cute. So in other words, we're big and strong in terms of our entitlement, in terms of our composition. So what we're doing is aligning with energy that is going to be new, that's going to alter, our reality. So remember, reality has to do with consciousness. It has to do with what we attend to. So as we attend to our highest verse, this is as we attune to light, as we attune to our sacred acknowledgement, we open and live from our higher heart. Now, this is very different than we've been believing ourselves to be. In other words, we've been conditioned to a false reality where there's separation, where there's suffering, where it just seems that it's just one continuous problem after another. So as we open up our vessel, so opening up our vessel is increasing our priority. It's increasing our new endeavor. And I just have this like vision of these like angels just diving into this water and just like having a really good time. Because the idea is that they're saying the moat is open. In other words, it is all available for our persuasion, for our consideration, as we will allow. We're not trying to continue in 3D. We're not trying to continue where we're just sort of like rearranging furniture or whatever, but that we're not gazing into the sunshine. So what we're doing at last is moving into our new tomorrow. In other words, we're increasing our exposure to love. We're increasing our alignment with divinity. And so we're opening up that union or reunion with the sun within. And they're showing me the justice card. So in other words, we're honoring the light. We're honoring our true visionary placement. We're honoring our true gifting. Now, when I'm saying our true gifting, everything is just getting very, very golden on my end because we're opening up to our truth. Now, it's from these accommodations, it's from this placement, it's from this consideration where everything becomes new again, because we're opening up to truth. We're opening up to true visioning. So just imagine welcoming in these new treasures for all to receive, for all to consider, for all to begin again. So as we will receive our higher harmonics, so our higher harmonics is our true visionary placement. It's the truth of our own self. And so as I'm receiving all of us, we're actually in a different dimensional realm. And they're saying that we're staying true to cause. In other words, we are graduating. So remember that it's like as we're still walking things out in 3D, we're having a change of effect. In other words, we're changing our prescription. We're changing our exposure. We're changing our residence. So as we attune to this light, as we attune to our new placement, we come under that alliance of our I Am presence, and we open the door. We open the door and signal that our readiness for our ultimate return, for our ultimate retrieval. So this means that life as we've known is over, in a sense that we're playing with a new field, we're playing with a new awareness. And so they're saying come what may. So in other words, things are still in motion, things are topsy-turvy, if you will, but as we open our heart to the place of true remembrance, everything serves our homecoming. Everything serves our new accommodation. And so I literally have this Merkaba that's just spinning, just like a top. It's just spinning. And so we're attuning to love's extraction. So they're saying, like, as the world turns, in other words, things are still going to be in motion. Things are still going to, objects coming, objects coming and going. But as we climb the mountain to our heavenly exchange, in other words, as we rest in our heavenly endowment. So in other words, everything is serving our higher placement, is serving our agreement, where nothing is left undone. So this means wherever we're still holding on to constriction, to fear, to anger, to resentments, guilt, all of these afflictive emotions, this is being stirred. You know, like they're just showing me someone making a smoothie in a blender or whatever. It's being stirred to our soul satisfaction. So remember, it's our higher self is guiding us, is supporting us, it's treating us to our soul remembrance. So this is very, very important that we understand we're being treated, we're being guided, we're being escorted. So just imagine you're going to see a play or whatever, and it's like there's someone escorting you to your seat. We're being escorted to our highest placement. So they're showing me the Queen of Pentacles. So this is where we're creating mastery. We're creating due influence. So everything that's occurring in each of our lives are causing us to stand out. So there's no such thing as just another linear day. Everything is causing us to stand out. Everything is like jolting us, like helping us, prompting us, promoting us. Sometimes it may feel like a push, a push and a stampede. Well, there's a stampede of buffalo after me. What choice do I have? So again, it doesn't matter what they're saying. It's just like effects, you know, like movie effects. It doesn't matter what's in the slideshow. So we want to remember, we want to drop that feeling that anything's interfering with our life, and realizing that everything's serving our highest promotion, our highest destiny. In other words, what we came here to do, the reason we took on this incarnation. So it's a bit like the daily message where we've been, you know, I just want to enjoy my linear life. Well, you get to enjoy splendor. In other words, you get to enjoy that physical sensory that apparently we don't have in other dimensional realms. However, the overriding purpose or the overriding gesturing is really coming on board to our true remembrance. In other words, creating heaven on earth, creating truth, allowing yourself to, and I keep seeing movement, so, and they want me to explain this. Each of us are being assumed. Each of us are being possessed. Each of us are being accommodated. So if you've been receiving yourself in lack, if you've been receiving yourself in fear, whatever it is, there's cause for movement. There's cause for override. There's cause, like, just imagine you are sitting in seat C7 and you're being invited to seat C21. So there's movement. There's movement. We want to remember that everything is cause for movement. Everything is cause for eternal dance, for eternal bliss, for eternal acceleration. Because this is consciousness. And what we're doing is we've each prescribed to our heavenly bliss. In other words, we've each signed up for our graduation. And so what's then being offered, what's then being promoted is everything that we need to get that diploma, everything that we need to be in that justified place of assertive rest. So in other words, opening up to our true reality. So for some, you may have a destiny to be enlightened. For some, it's being enlightened beyond past trespass. So in other words, learning how to release the resentments, learning how to overcome the fear, learning how to stay in your power, learning how to no longer deny your truth. So whatever your soul agenda is, remember, that is what's coming up. That is the priority. So it's not like, well, you know, I'll get around to that before I leave Earth. So remember, it's each of us, if you could just imagine that we're each like a prized possession to the ascension process. Each of us are just like, when I receive each, we're all like just glimmering. Like just imagine all these diamonds just twinkling nonstop. So, and just remember, you know, just the largest diamond you could imagine. So that's how much, how highly we're regarded. That's how well we're received in good favor. That is how valuable our consciousness is, our insight is, our obligation of the heart is, our willingness to climb the mountain is. So this is where our higher self is signaling our readiness. So instead of, well, where should I go on vacation, or what should I have for dinner? So these are all to be accounted for. In other words, it's not that you're not engaging in your life, but you want to engage in it in true remembrance of liftoff pleasuring. In other words, what you're really here to master, to learn, to witness. Because as we receive ourselves in like kindness, like gesturing, remember, it's not what happens. It's not like, oh, I wish I had done that better. It's about the soul's advancement. So if you can look at whatever occurred and it's like, wow, as a result of that, I now understand. I now have liftoff occurrence. In other words, I have grown in consciousness. They're saying there's no drought. In other words, you don't lose points for the wrong answer. You gain every time you grow, every time you insist on right counsel. So it doesn't matter how many times you have the guilt, how many times you have the anger. It's when that starts loosening, when you allow there to be a molecule of hope, when you allow the sunshine in, when you allow truth to register. Just imagine like a legion of angels just surrounding you with love and celebrating every win, every remembrance, every time we open our heart to self, to another, every time we allow the light in. So as we will receive this kind offering, the help and support in us receiving our alignment with our I Am presence, in us receiving our true reality. So it's being offered. What we're doing is allowing true assemblance. So that means opening up to what's being offered. If we think we know, if we think, well, I have that person all judged up, I don't even need to hear another word, I know what their motivation is. Well, then we're blocking that heavenly rest. We're blocking that heavenly assistance. So what we want to do is allow love's procedure, love's corrective allowance. Because again, we're all love. The only thing real is love. And so what we've been focused on is lack. We've been focused on the ego. We've been focused on judgment and so forth, and all those different combinations. So as we will turn our gaze to the sun within, so we have that physical sun representing the sun within our own confinement, within our own makeup, within our own broadcast. So when we need a little light on the subject, when we need a little spontaneous remembrance, healing, it's all, they're saying, a matter of convenience. In other words, what are we accounting for? What are we signaling? What are we opening up to? What are we allowing? What are we permitting to register? What are we permitting to register? So we're learning to drop the mind that only regurgitates the past learning. They're saying, if you could call it that. And we're learning to register our consciousness with our higher heart that has all the answers, that knows who we are, we being the one plural, in truth, that's returning us to our true nature. So ascension, the new earth, is really heart-centered consciousness. So there's no error when you find yourself not in alignment with your higher heart. It's remembering that every moment is opportunity for further consent, further awareness, further justified pleasure. Because as we will activate our own inner sun, our own inner light, we come on board. So that golden light that was just like all-encompassing is our true essence. And this is here for one and all. This is here for one and all. So this is dropping judgments against self and others, dropping past associations. Past associations is everything you have sized up and that you think you understand about anything and everybody. Because that's all mind. And so again, as we open up to our heart's satisfaction, our heart's persuasion, we're lifted up and exposed to true remembrance. So again, dropping the mind, dropping the thoughts, bringing, in essence, heaven on earth. So as we will each allow and own and welcome that all-pervasive knowing, that power, that light, that stream of true excellence, excitement, allowing that light to stir, allowing that light to soar. Now, soar is going to have movement, and there are some that don't want it to be too quick, too soon, too early, not ready, no thank you. So there's something where it's like, I don't know if I'm ready for more change. I've had enough change. You want to really remember that your higher self is guiding you. So if your higher self knows that you're ready, well, your flesh may not feel ready, but we want to remember our higher self has it all already figured out. On the other hand, it also understands too much too soon. If you just lay down and refuse to participate, it's not really going to help anything. So this is where we're siding with love. We're siding with love's communion, love's counsel. So the more that we allow these new energies to breathe life into our very presence, we come to understand we're already here. So on the one hand, they're saying there's cause for a movement. On the other hand, the joke's a little bit on us because we're already here on the new earth. It's just what we're attending to. You already are birthed in your new realized stature, as you will attend to it. So this is when we talk about like the various timelines. It's like, which timeline are you agreeing to? And even though it kind of boggles the mind, there's an aspect of self that's already there. So if we can allow that to kind of help us to feel comfortable with that movement, well, I'm already there and I seem to be doing okay. So it's probably okay to join. It's probably okay to come on board. Probably okay to activate, probably okay to say yes. So this is where we're consenting to that place of motion. So motion, promotion, guiding into our new reality. So in essence, we're agreeing to an updated version of style. Now, when I'm saying this on everyone's behalf, I have everyone consenting. So on a higher level, it's, of course, why not? So allow these energies, and they're showing me like a sonogram. You know, you see like if someone was pregnant. So this is our birthing process. We're letting go of our old lifestyle. We're finished. Finished, done. like toys someone's grown out of, kids have grown out of. And allowing that new placement. So this is welcoming in. Now, our higher awareness is going to be guiding us to maintain this altitude. So when you still feel like, I'm going to say kick the dog, and I apologize, but really we're kicking ourselves is what it is. We're treating what we love the best unkindly, because that's our own mind, our own mind that judge. We're going to be proctored. We're going to be sponsored. We're going to be shown our next kind gesture to self. So where we need to stay in our power more, when we need to not be unconscious anymore, when we need to mind our manners more and not just regurgitating the past, whatever it is, we don't have to think it through. We just have to be available. So remember, we're being sponsored. Just imagine you just hired the most elaborate, expensive life coach from a higher dimensional reality. It's so funny. Everyone's spending all this money on life coaches, where we're each actually being assisted by a spiritual life coach. But we need to be in attendance. So now when they're having me say these words, we're each being, how do I put this in words, counseled and watched over. So when they say proctored, just imagine that you have this energetic field that's surrounding you, that's holding your placement, almost like a template or an overlay, so that you can follow in sync. So it's sort of like, this is what you want it to look like, and we'll kind of hold that energetic attunement for you to align with. That's what we mean by proctored. It's a little bit like training wheels, if you will. Like, it's helping us to lock it in. That's what I want to say. It's helping us to lock it in. So when I receive it, I just feel power. I feel strength. It's sort of like you're tapping into that strength, just the way a master would support a disciple's progression. Like they lend awareness. They really lend their awareness. This is what we're receiving. So we all don't go to ashrams and spend lives in monasteries anymore. But remember, it's like when we're ready, the benefit of that master provision arrives. We don't have to seek it out. We're seeking it out by our consciousness. So we want to feel that support. We want to feel that overlay. We want to feel that empowerment. And we want to feel our prior suggestion. So that is, yes, I'm ready. Ready for the movement. Ready to join with what we would perceive of as our future self, which we're now activating. Let us receive in holy remembrance. And the remembrance is aligning with our I Am presence, that this is what we prophesize. This is what we chose to bring in into form, bringing the divine into form in mass. Not one master, not one Christ being, in mass. Let us receive that on all levels. Let everything in our lives adjust to align with this soul agreement, with this soul purpose. I just saw someone's addictive energy just leave. It's like, don't need you anymore. So this is the whole point, because it's sort of like surfing the net, surfing the internet. And it's like, ooh, I like this website. I'll stay here. Let us receive.